teleconferencing code section that you approved last is identical to Ketchikan's, except for that teleconferencing provision. And I, like I said in the past, I haven't been totally in favor of it, but I think listening to both arguments, I would be in favor of it.
Yeah.
From an outside perspective, two things. I concur that the nuances and the conversation in context in executive session is very difficult for members to miss and then be able to carry on their duties and voting for things. The second thing is that is not lost on me is that we allow attorneys and consultants to dial in executive session and trust that they don't have anybody in the room or aren't doing anything nefarious, and I think we should hold at a very minimum our elected officials to the same level of trust. I don't know why we wouldn't do that.
Can we make a motion on this?
No.
Just direction if the assembly wishes.
I'd like to see Ketchikan's ordinance maybe brought up on a similar ordinance drafted for us and brought up to next meeting.
That would be very easy to do.
Thank you.
Does the assembly agree to that?
Yes.
Item 13C, proposed resolution number 04-18-1406. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the position of Nolan Center Director and the amendment of the non-union wage and grade table.
Move to adopt resolution 04-18-1406, providing for the amendment of the job description for the position of Nolan Center Director and the amendment of the non-union wage and grade table.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I confess I was a little confused following this, and I do need some assistance.
Certainly. So, frankly, the job description for Nolan Center Director does not exist. What you currently have is a Civic Center Director, a Museum Director, a Theater Manager, and an Assistant Theater Manager. And what I am proposing with a Nolan Center Director is that we eliminate all of those other positions. The current director in place was hired as the Civic Center Director. That's her actual job description. And from the time that the Museum Director position was vacated, and I think in 2014, if I recall correctly, and was left unfilled, the Civic Center Director has been receiving a stipend, a partial stipend, because she is fulfilling the obligations of the Museum Director in managing the museum and the collections as well. Now, we have a Theater Manager position as well, and what is interesting is the person in charge of the Civic Center and the museum has absolutely nothing to do with the theater, even though it is a function going on in that same facility. That's something I haven't understood since I've come here. And this is one nuance of the full org chart change that I was recommending at a work session a few weeks ago. And we'll be bringing some of that stuff back to you for some additional consideration. But I don't have a choice but to get this out. Our facility director's leaving literally in a matter of days. And as I said in the agenda statement, this position is posted, and if there are any changes that you want to see made, we will amend the job description that is currently out there. So,
just for clarification, this is not eliminating jobs for anyone, it's eliminating positions.
So yes, thank you, Mayor. Let me clarify. So the Civic Center Director position is currently held by the existing director. The museum director position has been vacant since 2014. The theater manager position is actually currently filled, but under a new org chart, there would be some changes there, and that the person who holds that position would not lose a job. Let's put it that way. And And the assistant theater manager position is vacant right now and would not be refilled. So what we would essentially be doing is combining four jobs into one. And then I will be bringing other org chart revisions back to you that make sense for the facility. Right now, there are 1.5 FTEs at that facility. The remaining positions are filled by temporary employees, many of whom have been working at the center for years in the same position, and many of them doing jobs that have very little to do with the actual job description under which they were hired, like labor, but they're working in the gift shop. So,
at one of our workshops a while ago, Assemblymember Powell raised the question about doing some creative merging between the library and Civic Center for staffing. Am I correct in that? Mm-hmm. Anybody else remember that? Did you look at that at all in terms of looking at work distribution?
I did not look at creative merging of the two, but I did have a conversation with the library director during her budget time frame about during that work session, and during that work session, the Nolan Center director brought up a comparison that the entire Nolan Center has 1.5 FTE and all of these temps, where the library has, I think, 2.5 FTE for a seemingly much smaller facility. And so I had a fairly substantive discussion with the library director about that and went over all of the programs and the delivery of things that are done there and why they have that amount of staffing. I did not consider a merging of the two, no.
Second thing, it's a small thing, but is there a committee that decides what movies we get?
There is.
Who is on that committee?
I have no idea.
We'd like to know who the mystery committee is. That sort of sounds like Footloose kind of stuff, you know, like expect Kevin Bacon to come to town and rattle it around a bit. Yeah, when I saw that, I was wondering if that was a city committee, or is that a committee of lay people, or?
I assume it's a committee of lay people, but I'll find out. I didn't realize it was a committee until I was reviewing the job descriptions. So I'll get some more information.
Do they take requests?
And I'll find out if Kevin Bacon is one of the members.
Drew, you have...
I do. I wanted to make sure that this resolution is 13C-1, and it's for Nolan Center Director. Do you want to add curator to that also?
That is part of the job description.
Okay.
Being a curator, the
job title?
That's part of the collections management aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if we added curator, it would be paying very close attention to just one aspect of the job rather than fully encompassing all of it.
Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persaka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Next item might be rather than
this is exactly the way that it is in Valleys for all
changes to the city and borough of Wrangell organizational chart related to the mechanics positions within Wrangell Municipal Light and Power, Electric, and Garage Public Works Departments. Would you like to address that?
Certainly can. So, Mr. Mayor and members of the Assembly, as you are aware, the person that held the position of diesel mechanic in the electric department recently took the position of mechanic lead in the garage, and the timing of such, especially with the concurrent departure of the electric supervisor, has left us at a bit of a disadvantage with regard to the needs of the power plant and taking care of that. And so an initial discussion was had with the former electric diesel mechanic about actually waiving the time frame that is required by the collective bargaining agreement. The collective bargaining agreement requires that any personnel that change jobs have 45 days with which to decide if they want to keep the new job or return to their existing job. And in fact, the borough has 90 days to do the same thing. So at worst case scenario, we could have a job sitting open for 3 months without having to post, without being able to post it to accommodate the schedule for review of people changing positions. So we initially had a discussion about whether or not both the employee and the borough felt comfortable waiving that and asking the union. And what that ended up getting into was a discussion actually about the needs and whether we actually needed to fill the position of diesel mechanic in the electric department, or would we be better served having a mechanic in the garage and using the existing characteristics of the person now as the mechanic lead to still serve in the role of diesel mechanic. And where we ended up in a discussion with the interim electric supervisor and the public works director and myself, with input from the mechanic lead, was that we think when things are running appropriately that position could be split between those two. And the reason that this is a good idea right now is certainly because of the characteristics of the person that is holding that job. One, their ability to provide leadership in the garage and assist in making sure that things are running smoothly there, and also their ability to manage the repair and maintenance of the power plant. And so, as I said in the agenda statement, this is something that is that may need to change in the future when that person is no longer holding that position, but it's something we'd like to take advantage of right now. And rather than hiring a specific mechanic, diesel mechanic, for the electric plant, we'd like to backfill with a mechanics position and then train the folks that we have as mechanics, as diesel mechanics, so that they can assist in backfilling the need in the electric department as necessary. Because right now we actually have no backup. Royce Cowan is our only person available right now to maintain and repair that, unless we were to enter into some sort of a contractual agreement with the previous electric supervisor and bring him on so that he would be back up when Mr. Cowan would like to go out of town. So that's also another alternative for us to consider, but this is something that we'd like to try and see if it works.
Yep.
Okay, I have a few questions. In your collective bargaining,
I think this is a great idea myself.
Okay, so the other one is job description.
Mr. Mayor, if I may I ask a question of Assemblymember?
Sure.
Powell. So I'm wondering why, can you put in context why you just asked that last question?
Well, because I've read the collective bargaining quite a bit,
right,
you know,
right.
So I was just wondering what's the cost of, you know, what's going to cost the city to switch this all around like this?
So,
and then that was going to go to my next question, which is job descriptions. I hear this all the time. Well, that's not my job description. I'm not going to do that. Okay, so I'm just wondering if we hire another mechanic, okay, and then we have the mechanics there and we have the lead mechanic, are we going to add a job description to them to make them that they have to go down to learn the diesel mechanics too? And if we do, is the union going to allow us to do that?
So I don't know the answer to your question as to what it's going to cost. There are a handful of things that need to be considered. As I mentioned, with regard to this position that we're looking at specifically right now, I don't want to change the two job descriptions. I'm going to go to the union. If you guys think that this is a reasonable idea, I'm going to go to the union and ask if we can do some sort of a waiver, because this is unique to the person that's in that position right now.
Okay.
Some sort of an addition. And there will have to be some sort of wage change, I would imagine. With regard to changing the job descriptions of one or more of the mechanics and asking them to become proficient in diesel mechanic stuff, there may need to be a slight wage increase related to that because it's an additional duty, but the borough would also be paying for that additional education, which is something that they could take with them if they leave. So there is, in my opinion, there is value in that as well. And these are discussions that we would have to have with the union. And I have not had those discussions yet, because I wanted to find out if you guys saw value in this. If you didn't, we would leave things the way they are, go out and hire based on the existing positions that we have. If you do, I'll have a substantive conversation with the union representation.
Well, like I said, I think it's a great idea. I just want to have those questions out there for that we would, mm-hmm. that you would know to ask.
Yeah,
those.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thank you, Rick.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Well, because that person would be filling essentially two roles, in the long run, wouldn't that be a monetary benefit to the borough because they would be filling multiple roles?
Yes.
It would be a significant cost savings to us, no matter what their.
It would be. I think it would be a cost savings. Yes.
Yeah.
We are looking at hiring an additional person.
There will still be three full mechanics. One, yes, exactly.
So what would be really helpful for me is that I see the layout with the cost, like what we expect that new hire is going to cost us, and then relatively, I don't even know how you would do it, but sort of extrapolating through to multiple scenarios, like this person's gone for this much vacation and we have to give them the 3% of bump up and that moves this person to this position. I would like to sort of see at the end of the day what that bottom line is, because if it's significantly higher, then I don't know whether I'll be as excited about it.
Agreed.
So if we can just get a little spreadsheet in your spare time.
I'll put some pictures in there.
Pictures would be good.
I do like the idea of the cross training. I if we could do that in other departments or across other departments where it's applicable, that's a good thing.
And we absolutely do need to have the backup. We in this
yes.
specific instance, we either have to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Cowan, you cannot ever leave town, or we have to have some sort of a backup.
Julie.
Thank you. I want to support this concept, and I'd like to encourage the manager to move forward and talk to the union as the next step. I think she's trying to be creative within, a number of restraining points that we have to deal with, not only limited staff, but the fact that we're very isolated, live on an island. It's difficult many times to hire, and so I think she's trying to come up with creative scenarios, and the cross training is definitely a good thing, looking for long-term savings, all that kind of thing. So I appreciate the manager coming forward with this kind of idea and support that.
I agree too. I'd like to see this.
We will have a discussion with our union representation, and we'll get some more hard and fast numbers to you once we have a discussion with them. And
hopefully
we can bring that back at the next meeting.
Thank you. Item 13E, approval to hold a special assembly meeting on Thursday, April 12th, 2018. Do you have a time on that?
5:30 p.m. Move to approve of holding a special assembly meeting on Thursday, April 12, 2018 at 5:30 p.m.
Second.
Can I just please point out that this was not requested by me?
Been moved and seconded.
But let's pretend that it was.
No, it was not. You're not going to pin that on me.
Well, I'll open this up for discussion. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
The blame falls squarely on me.
Where did you see that?
I had it highlighted on my. I annotate.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I just want to point out the manager keeps saying, apologizing and putting blame on her. So she is tackling an incredible amount of work and doing a good job at all of it. So no worries, Lisa.
Oh, you should see my desk. And you might think otherwise. But thank you.
Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And Mayor, I do want to just point out that this has already been noticed because we had a requirement, a 48-hour requirement.
Right.
So it has been noticed, and I just wanted to say that for the public.
Thank you.
So thank you again for approving what we've already done for the second time tonight.
That's concludes the new business, the item 14, attorney's file, which is available for review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session, we have none. Item 16 is adjournment, which we will adjourn at 8.